Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and happy early Thanksgiving. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November 25th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, tonight, the Miracle Man. And my name is River Shukla. I live here in Midland, Michigan, and I am so glad that you have made the determination to tune in to this broadcast tonight. And my hope is that you receive something from the Lord tonight as we study His Word a bit and give thanks unto Him, and we just talk about, you know, Thanksgiving. And, of course, I'm going to talk about it. On the spiritual side, as well as on the natural slash, yeah, the what do I like with Thanksgiving. And so, it's going to be a good pre-Thanksgiving show. And my hope is that all of you are still having turkey and stuff for Thanksgiving, even if it's at your own house with your family. You should still be doing it, regardless. And different people, of course, make different decisions regardless of what these governors may have done in some of these places to try to attempt to keep people from having Thanksgiving. More of these governors than not have admitted, we're not sending police to your doors on Thanksgiving to try to arrest you just because you had too many people. However, a couple of these governors did say, you see people, too many people at someone's house, snitch. New York and California, both. Yes, really, they did. And so, if I were you, I would say don't snitch. Just let them be. If you don't think people should be having all these other people over, that's your prerogative. That's yours. That's your opinion. You have a right to that opinion, but if I were you, I would not snitch and call the police just because someone has 8 cars and 16 people inside the house. I mean, this is ridiculous. Just let people go on and have their Thanksgiving, and you try to have yours. And so, like I said, I hope all of you have a Thanksgiving. Obviously, I'll say that at the end too, but so, as far as Thanksgiving, my normal, quote-unquote, normal through the years Thanksgiving tradition is that generally me, my mom, my dad, used to be Ray back in the day, and we would generally go to either my grandpa's house or Uncle Jerry's house Now, way back when, it was always Grandma and Grandpa's. But the last 10 years or so, yeah, about 10. The last 10 years or so, we've either done it at my grandpa's or at Uncle Jerry's Thanksgiving. And we have a good time. We have good Thanksgiving food. You know, our turkey that I like. I like the turkey and mashed potatoes, kind of a bit of it together with the gravy on both. And then stuffing, nope. I can do without the stuffing. I can do without the cranberry sauce. The squash, I can do without that. Rolls are good. Mac and cheese, if there's some of that, awesome. Sometimes my Uncle Jerry will make these wonderful ribs, and they're delicious. And then I like apple or pumpkin pie for dessert with a bit of whatever other desserts people chose to bring. Obviously, I think I know why we're not doing that this year. But with Thanksgiving being tomorrow, I am vowing that I will not mention that thing. Through words or by name. If I do, it'll just be maybe in prayer, if God leads me to. But other than that, we'll try not to talk about it tonight. I think, Becky, I think you know what that thing is. Don't say it. I think you know what it is, though, right? Yep, but like I said, with tomorrow, though, somebody just have your, you know, day of giving of thanks, you know. And so, but, and also generally while we're having the Thanksgiving meal and getting together, us guys are sitting there watching the Lions game. Unfortunately, it turns out they have lost more Thanksgiving games than they have won. Unfortunately. 37-42. Yep. Couple losses the last couple of years. And what do I pick this year? Well, I'll have to stick around and find out what I'm going to pick. I am also going to pick the Dallas game. Third game tomorrow night, but that was postponed due to that circumstance that I'm not even going to bring up tonight. So, but a lot of us guys will be sitting there in the living room, watching, listening to, and of course I'll be at my mom's. I'll be listening to the game. And then I'm sure we'll probably start off holiday season tomorrow with a Christmas movie. Because in my mind, Christmas season starts. I used to say it started on Black Friday. Now I try to say it starts on Giving Day itself. like later on in the day. Like maybe 5 or 6. Depending on if you've had supper or are about to. I like to say that that's when the season officially kind of kicks off. Unofficially kicks off, I mean. Of course, it goes right through the 25th of December. And I'm excited for it. And so, what Thanksgiving means to me is what it should mean to you. A day of giving thanks unto God for everything he's done for you while having time with your family. Whether that be your extended family, aunts, uncles, grandma, grandpa, children, etc. Aunts, uncles, grandma, grandpa. Whether it includes extended family like that, or if it's just your family, your household, personal. Either way, it's a day of giving thanks unto God and having a feast together. That's what it really means. It's not just a day to chill, stuff your face, and watch some football. And if you're into it, drink some beer. I am not. And I would advise you listeners not to be drinking either. But again, to each his own. So, the first Thanksgiving federally in the United States as a country was made by George Washington, President Washington, in 1789. Said, I'll paraphrase, I have set aside November 26th, Thursday, November 26th, of 1789. Now this is 231 years, 231 years later. 231 years later, it turns out that the dates match because tomorrow is Thursday the 26th. Okay? And so, anyhow, it is recommended to be a day of giving of thanks unto the Almighty God through thanksgiving and prayer, and also by having a feast. It's a day to give thanks for the blessings of God and for the bounty of our land that had been grown. Sort of where we get the turkey, potatoes, and all that kind of stuff from. And that was in the proclamation. Over time, other presidents declared giving of thanks, Thanksgiving Day. In the 19th century, it was codified, federal holiday, so that Thanksgiving would be the last Thursday of every November. In the days of Roosevelt in the 1930s, in 1940s, it was decided that Thanksgiving should instead be on the fourth Thursday of November, which it is today. And that's how Thanksgiving started in the United States as far as through the federal holiday, federally. The real first Thanksgiving started through the Pilgrims in 1621. They had landed, the Mayflower had landed in 1620. But the first thing, notice 100 years ago, 400 years ago. So this year is the 400th anniversary year of the Mayflower landing. The next year was the first Thanksgiving. And they had a feast for 3 days. All the pilgrims, Squanto, and with the cornucopia, and they made all that wonderful food. And this feast was a 3-day event. And I remember reading those books when I was little. I didn't see anything in there where it said, oh, and by the way, they watch football. Ball games at all. No. I'll be watching it myself. Just clarify. And obviously they gave thanks. And obviously around Thanksgiving, we should be grateful. What have I told you both of the last two nights? What I've told you is that every door in life swings on how to gratitude. Every door in our life, it swings on the hinge of gratitude. It does. That's why that we're always grateful. Especially during this time of Thanksgiving. Not good to be all bickering and quarreling over whatever. God, I wish. I mean, like, Lord Jesus, I wish. La, 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 la. And it's not this. No, be thankful to God. And if it's something you believe in Him for, and it's not manifest yet, praise Him, thank Him for what's coming, for what He's already done, for what's going to be made manifest. It's not a time to sit there and be all depressed. It's time to celebrate. Jesus said, enter His courts, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. That's what it says in the Word of God. And so that's why as we go through our life even, not just at the time of Thanksgiving, throughout the year, the entire year, we should always be giving thanks to Him. And it really is important. Now, the Wampanoags, they played a key part, too, in Thanksgiving. And keep in mind, they had been on the Mayflower boat. They sailed over from Europe, and it was an extremely long, hard journey. It wasn't like one of these ships that you have now, where they have a lot of comforts on it. They didn't have no heaters. They didn't have no buffet. They didn't have a restaurant. They didn't have that kind of stuff on that ship. And these people were on it for a long, 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 long time. And they had to sail through some harsh conditions. But they made it. Of course, it landed on Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, during the colonial days. While we were still the colonies and would be for another 100+ years at that time. But should look up the story of the pilgrims, the pilgrimage to America and what it was all about. And it's an awesome story. And then they got here in the year 1621. They decided to have a time of Thanksgiving to give thanks. Because I don't know how they would have done it if it wasn't for God helping them. I don't know. But they did it. With God, not without Him. Real quick, before I get into a couple of songs, want to remind you of a few things. First of all, my church next week, we're holding the leadership conference at my church Wednesday night through Friday night. And at the leadership conference, we talk about leadership and how it's important and how we can be good leaders in our churches, but not only that, but at our business, in our lives. Right now, it's tentatively start Wednesday night and on Friday night. I don't know if it'll end up going virtual or it'll stay in person. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see, but right now the plan is that it'll happen. Also, Friday is Friday. If you think about it, go out there and see what's going on, at least, even if you don't buy anything. Of course, I like to go out there on Black Friday and see what's going on. At least two different shopping malls in the Detroit area. Unfortunately, I think the food courts will be closed due to the Grinch. Due to the orders that ban it. Very bad timing. I feel like they pick this time to do it on purpose. I really do. Not the malls, but our governor. Luckily, that state to the south and a lot of others have decided not to do that. However, the state of Kentucky did choose to do it. Along with some other states like Minnesota, you know, New York, Cali, California, Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, where they even have shut down the malls. I called it Oregon for a reason because it's crazy. It's crazy. It's wild to me what Oregon has become. That's why they call it Oregon. And so, but at least the malls should be hopefully busy. I'll probably end up at some point in December going to Franklin Park Mall in Toledo. And I am counting on DeWine to keep his word and keep it open. Keep the food places inside open. We had food places in Michigan State that were trying to stay open. Unfortunately, just today, because they got a warning, because one of the places in Lapeer got a warning, they decided to cave and close. You say, Miracle Man, would you be afraid of a cease and desist order? No. Not when the actions that they're taking, when the Supreme Court said no, are illegal. That's all I'm going to... That being said, we have to open our country. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Moving on. As far as the election, we had quite a victory today. In this way, Pennsylvania had was ready to certify the results of the election and declare that Joe Biden had won. However, federal judge in the Pennsylvania case said, until the case is resolved, there's a federal lawsuit regarding the law, an executive order that was passed last October that allowed for no excuse mail-in ballots, and they claimed that that whole thing was illegal. And so we'll have to see what happens. I believe God's going to do something big. I even think you'll see stuff come out Friday and into the weekend. Maybe not tomorrow, because tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day, but I think there's going to be some stuff revealed into Monday and then on into early December. They're supposed to certify the election results December 14th. But I know God is going to do something. Things are going to be revealed. Will they decide whether it'll be Trump or Biden? I do think it'll be one or the other, but at this point, we just got to pray. Got to believe God that this fraud is dealt with. And by the way, I saw something last night. There's been issues before this election, but none nowhere near as serious as this. God is about to do something about this corruption. There's even allegations with big tech that could be dealt with. Big tech trying to manipulate the election. I saw something just the other day that said that may have swayed a minimum of 6 million votes. I mean, the news media, Google, might have might have swayed 6 million votes one way or the other. Another thing, in the days leading up to the election, people were getting reminders from Google to vote. Only liberal people who were liberals were getting the reminder to vote. Conservatives were not getting that. We have to pray and believe God that all of this stuff is brought to the surface, dealt with. And there's going to be ways in which, and God is dealing with, I just feel like God's going to do some stuff. I think he has a surprise coming for us. I really do. You say, will it involve the presidency? Maybe. What I do know is I do honestly believe that God's about to do some things, reveal some things. Some people may go to prison, but God is going to do some things. And that's another reason why we should be thanking God tomorrow, even tonight. But as we go through this weekend, thank God for America. Pray over America. Don't just pray over it. Thank God for the things he's about to do. Even if we don't know exactly what all those things are, thank him and praise him for the victory. When you need a victory, you can't always just pray. You have to pray. You have to thank him and give him glory for that victory that's going to come. I do this in my body. My body and other things. I praise him for the victory. Here in America, whether you live in one of these states that were affected by all this crazy stuff, all this bologna, all these bologna sandwiches, a lot of people like to say, you know, all this other stuff. And I'm like, but no, I don't. No good bologna sandwiches, that is. Now, if it's tasty bologna sandwiches, that I'll eat. But these kind of bologna sandwiches, like with the election, no. Nope. But I think God's going to do some things. And I'm just ready to watch God move. Think you're going to begin to see revival start to break out throughout America as we head into next year. And I just think God's going to turn some things around as his people humble themselves and pray. We have to seek his face. Think of that. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Of course, we all voted weeks ago. Now that's where we pray and praise and believe God. Not just about the election. I just know that God's going to do some things, not just with that, but also with all this corruption that's been going on. And even with big tech, with Bill Gates, with a bunch of this kind of stuff. And so we just got to praise and believe God, because if the wrong people get in there, if Biden gets in there, and he's picking his candidates, the people he wants to serve, you know, in his cabinet, and the Dems get to do whatever they want to do, you won't recognize America after that if the wrong people get in. So we have to believe God. America is at stake as we know it. So we have to praise Him, thank Him, and also pray and believe God. We have to do both. Both are important. Sad, worried about it? No, because I know God has it. And God is going to do some things. I'm not going to start naming names of like Giuliani or any of these other people, because if I get into it too much, there could be a lot of explaining. There's some things and that kind of stuff, which I'm not going to do tonight. But I take time here and there to explain this kind of stuff to you, because there's things that the fake news won't tell you. You know, look at the good sources. Like Breitbart, like Newsmax, and others. I just said a couple of the big ones. There's other smaller ones, but still, first and foremost, even now, I will say this again: pay more attention to the prophets of God, your path, to the prophets of the Lord, than what you pay attention to the prophets of the land. The prophets of the land, that'd be the news media. And by the way, that doesn't matter if it's Breitbart, Newsmax, or if it's crazy MSDNC, or Constant Baloney Sandwiches, Communist News Network, and these other ones. So we got to thank him for this country, what he's done in it, what he's doing in it, what he's going to do it, doing it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to study the word a little bit, and we're going to teach on giving thanks. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. He is good. He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever and ever. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. By the grace of God, I will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. His love endures 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 forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever and ever. And ever, forever. Come on, give him an offering of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You give light, you are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Mm-hmm. You give light. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, we honor you tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful time of Thanksgiving. We love you. We honor you tonight. We thank you for this wonderful time of Thanksgiving. And in it, we thank you. We worship you. We praise you. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you've done, for what you're going to do in our lives. And I thank you for this time, the rest of this time tonight, as we study your word for a few minutes, Jesus. Thank you that you impart things to us as we study your great holy word. Thank you that these listeners have a heart to receive and that they're ready to put this word to practice in Jesus' matchless name. In Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that increases in listenership come into this program. I thank you that finances come in. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, say amen. Open up your Bibles, if you would, please, to the book of Psalm, chapter 30. Psalm chapter 30, and we're going to talk about the giving of thanks tonight. We're going to teach on that. Amen. I'm just fixing something with equipment real quick. We are now fixed, and we are ready to open up the Word of God in Psalm chapter 30 this evening. Again, that's Psalm 30, and I'm going to begin in verse 1. A psalm for the dedication of the temple of David. Verse 1. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me. He says, you lifted me out of the dust, and you did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up out of the grave. You brought me up from the grave, and you spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, O saints, of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a short time, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but joy, rejoicing, comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken, O Lord, when you favored me. You made my mountain stand firm. But when you did hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called to the Lord. I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me, O Lord. Be my help. You turned my wailing or my mourning into dancing, and you removed my sackcloth, and you clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and may not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give you thanks forever. Let's read 31. And then after that, we'll go to verse 35. I love these psalms. These are good. I love these. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock and refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and will rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and you knew the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to the enemy, but you have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Because of all of my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street, they flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me. They plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and lie silent in the grave. Let those lying lips be silent, for the pride and contempt that they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear me and bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you ride them from the intrigues of me. In your dwelling from accusing tongues, praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me when I was still a besieged city. In my alarm, I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all the saints. The Lord preserves the faithful. But the proud, he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Let's go to 35 now. Praise the Lord. Psalm 35, and we're going to start with verse 1. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and buckler. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind of the angel of the Lord, driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them, since they did their net, hit their net for me without cause, and without cause they dug a pit for me. May ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they entangle them, and may they fall into the pit by their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, O Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good and they leave my soul forlorn. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Attackers gathered against me when I was unaware. They slandered me without ceasing, like the ungodly, maliciously mock. They gnashed their teeth at me. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my life from these ravages. My precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly, along throngs of people, I praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously think and wink the eye. They do not speak peacefully, but they devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They gape at me and they say, aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it. O Lord, you have seen this. Be not silent. Do not be far from me, O Lord. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, O Lord, my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted. Or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. And may those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will speak for your righteous, your praises. My tongue will speak of your righteousness and of your praises all day long. Think about that part right there. So, for those of you wondering, well, what is he saying? What he is saying is that as he goes about his life, the psalmist is saying that as he goes about his days, he will always be thankful unto God for everything that God has done for him. And God keeps the wicked away from God and makes it so that these wicked people cannot do to him the things that they would like to do, because they do not like him because of how he is and how he lives his life and how they don't like him. And so, another thing, like that we read in the 30th Psalm, was how God turned. He's turned our mourning into dancing. He's turned our sorrow into joy. And though the sorrow may last through the night, his joy comes in the morning. And we have a lot to be thankful for. And for those of you who wonder, you know, Miracle Man, what are you thankful for? Well, I'm grateful to live in the United States of America. And to be, you know, our country is still supposedly free for now, except for all this crazy stuff going on right now with this whole thing. But I'm thankful to be a Christian, born again, spirit filled, water baptized Christian. And I'm thankful for to have parents. To have a mom who raised me right, and a dad who came on scene when I was a teenager. And they raised me right. And I'm thankful to God for that. Not every Christian gets that. Some people give their lives to him when they're older. But 75% of those who give their life to Jesus Christ do so before the age of 10. That's why children's ministry is so important in church. Not to say that adult outreaches are not important. They are. Children just have this thing about them, that when they hear about something, they're like, I want to do that. They want to go, I want to be saved. I want to be with Jesus. And they might not understand every little thing yet. But when they see their parents, you know, who are saved, and they see them coming to church, and they come to church, they decide, oh, I want that. I want that. And Jesus even said, let the little children come to me. He even told the disciples, don't keep the kids away. Don't keep the little kids away. He said, let them come to me. We have so much. Listeners, we have so much. We have so much stuff to be thankful for. And that's another thing we always do on Thanksgiving. Me and my parents as a family. We always take some time to think of as many things as we can. Me, Mom, Dad. All three of us, to think about as many things as possible that we're thankful for. In my case, I always say, you know, I'm thankful for my mom and dad in front of them on Thanksgiving, because that's true. Of course, I always say I'm thankful to have a roof over my head. I'm thankful to be saved, healed, delivered, free. Thankful to live in America, and all the things that I'm thankful for. And my mom always says, the certain things that she's thankful for. And so does my dad. And it's important to say what you're thankful for, because it shows that you're thankful. And we really do have a lot to be thankful for. Like I said, every door in life hinges on gratitude. It always, every door does. And the other thing, of course, so goes your attitude. There goes your life, meaning as your attitude is, that's how your life goes. And that comes down to honoring your father and mother. If you honor your father and your mother, you'll have a good life and a long life. If you dishonor your father and your mother, you'll have a miserable life and a short life. So, another thing I would advise you to do tomorrow is to have communion with your family. Please. And while you're doing that, do it. The Bible says, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. That's what Jesus said. Do this in remembrance of me. He doesn't want us to do it in remembrance of ourselves, but in remembrance of him. Just take a minute and thank him. Before I do, I think it's something Dr. Hicks used to do. One time he came to our house, to our church. One of the last times he came to our church back in the 2000s. This one is just over 15 years ago. He talked about being thankful and grateful. And one time, literally for 3 minutes, 1 to 3 minutes, I forget how long, but out loud, that is all, do nothing but say out loud, thank you, 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 thank you. Oh, hey, don't get mad, but there was a, and I know some of your listeners might be sitting there laughing. What's that about? Who was your thank yous at? No, these thank yous were at God. And you'll never be able to thank God enough for what he did for you. You won't. But he had us do that for a reason. And it was over 100 and some thank yous. I'm not making that up either, listeners. I'm not making it up. And he told us you should always have a grateful heart. Mind you, this was in like the month of June. Almost as far away from either Thanksgiving as it can be. As far as, you know, it's in between the last one. Almost in between the last one and the coming one. We want to make sure in our hearts that we're grateful. We really do. So just lift your hands up to the Lord and just thank him for a minute. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. We're so thankful to you. We're so grateful for what you've done, for what you're going to do. And Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, for this word. Bless us and help us. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. That this word that was sown in us, may we put this word in practice. May we always make sure to be grateful to you, to thank you. May we always enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Sports for the weekend. We'll start with some NFL. Tomorrow, the Detroit Lions versus the Houston Texans at Ford Field. Lions have been struggling lately. Houston this year has also been struggling. Sometimes Houston looks really good. Other times they've found ways to struggle. And it's funny to me how some games they'll show up and play decently, and other games they'll just find ways to make all kinds of mistakes. I don't know why they're like that. Hopefully Stafford can do better at throwing the football tomorrow and not get shut out again like they got Sunday. And so they have to be able to stop Houston from doing the types of things that they'll want to do. So my prediction, the Texans 28, lying down 19. You say, why do you call them lying down? Because if I think they're going to win, I'll say roaring lions. If I pick them to lose, I'll say lying down. And by the way, the Texans, their name is the Houston Texans, but we used to have a restaurant here in Midland called Texan Family Restaurants. They were not even headquartered in Texas. They were just from the Midland Bay City Saginaw area. And I don't know why they were called the Texan. I don't understand. Oh, by the way, that's not Texan enough, I don't think. So I changed it to Big Tex. He's going to win. Big Tex. Symbol of Texas State Fair in Dallas, Texas, which I went to in 2012, and it was a lot of fun. It really was. And then there's this thing in Houston every year in March called the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I never went to it yet, but I've wanted to for years. And they usually have a good rides there and stuff as well. But back to sports. Also tomorrow, Cowboys. They have an important game tomorrow, and they're looking to pick up momentum in the NFC East. And I do think they will find a way to do that, as they will win another game tomorrow, as they're looking to. Work their way back up. For tomorrow, the Ravens-Steelers game, which I thought was hopefully going to be a good game, moved to Sunday due to what we're not talking about tonight on the show. I sort of mentioned it earlier, but after that, said no more. But Michigan plays Illinois, I believe, and I'm thinking it's going to be Michigan winning again, 38. Loud noises, 29. Normally this weekend, normal years, they'd be playing that team to the south. Instead, they'll be playing it in December. State, they have another game on Saturday. Also, and so, so for college football right now, Alabama still looks really hot. Cincinnati in the Big East is doing surprisingly well. As it's getting close to time for the college football playoffs, there are people saying that Cincinnati should possibly be in. And who knows, maybe they'll play against Columbus. I only called it Columbus this time because it's in that same state. And so that state down south, they're ranked number 3. They might be 2 right now. Indiana got dropped down because they lost to the team to the south. The Bucks, and Northwestern is also surprisingly good. That's the other big shocker to me is Northwestern, the Wildcats. So I'll say the other one that people were saying should make it in, even though they're from a small conference. I think it was BYU. That's all I have for sports. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that we're going to have a great and safe and wonderful weekend this weekend. For you, Lord Jesus, have kept your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug driver. No rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, none of these evil things will come near us, our immediate loved ones. And we're going to live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Have a wonderful weekend. And until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody. You're not eating all of it, you're just eating the what's for you.